Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AYD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Just a few weeks away from All Eyes on Charlotte, ACC kickoff 2025. The stage is set for one of college football's premier preseason events as the ACC welcomes 68 standout student athletes, all 17 head coaches, and even AWOD and Frank Maloney, who's with us right now to preview this trip to Charlotte, North Carolina. So we'll get Tony Elliott, of course. I'm excited to hear from quarterback Chandler Morris. Big season for UVA.
Isn't this exciting?
It is. This is probably the most exciting I've been in a while.
This is the most exciting preseason UVA fans have had really since Bronco was coaching.
Right.
Let's face it.
No, let's rewind for a second. Remind the audience what happened at the end of the Bronco Mendenhall era.
All right. So folks forget this, and I forgive me if I dig into this. I write on this on the internet all the time. Bronco donated $500,000 to the new football building, yet they couldn't get shovels in the ground for him. He went and spoke to the Board of Visitors. Everybody had their hands in their pockets, whistling, you know, the wind cries Mary or something, and they didn't do anything. They didn't do anything, and so Bronco got to the point with, you know, the back-to-back 500 seasons, like, you know, I'm treading water here. This is entirely too stressful, and I'm getting criticized because my defensive coordinator is having a tough time. Let's face it, Nick Howells just was not getting it done. But you know what? He came all the way across the country, and I liked the fact that Bronco was very loyal to his assistants. To a fault, but you have to admire the loyalty. So the fact of the matter is, I think Carla Williams, the athletic director of Virginia, got caught totally off guard. She criticized Bronco in meetings to his face about Nick Howells and that he needed probably to make a change. Bronco says, I'm not making changes. These are my guys, and I'll make some adjustments, but I'm not getting rid of Nick Howells. Well, for better and definitely for worse, Virginia fans have suffered since then, because Carla Williams wasn't ready for his resignation.
Yeah, and he had the program in a good direction, whereas Tony Elliott here, I haven't seen success.
Well, you know what? I'm gonna say a couple things. First off, I like Tony Elliott the person. Tony Elliott is incredibly likable. He's a first-rate guy. His personal life story is remarkable. He's shown a lot of guts in his life, a lot of fortitude, and a lot of desire to overcome tragedy. All right, with that said, was he the right coach at the right time when the shootings took place? I will say this. Some people say that's why he was there. I say Bronco could have handled that. Bronco had been a head coach for many years, first at Brigham Young for 9 or 10 years.
But the way Tony handled it, though, was very professional.
Better than that.
Yeah.
Better than that. But if you look at the rest of the work, he has not recruited the state of Virginia very well, although lately with these kids, he's gotten a kid from Verina.
Yep.
He got a kid from Oscar Smith. He's getting some kids in Virginia, and I like that. And let me tell you something. If he can start getting more Virginians, I say give him more time. Now,
he's got to win 7 games this year.
Minimum. Okay, minimum. First off, they spent, what, $24 million? The rumor is they spent $24 million in the portal, and it's going to be interesting to see, will this work? Okay. Virginia was late to the party when it comes to NIL. They tried to find every reason under the sun not to get involved with NIL, and that's just a fact of life.
So, Frank, we'll be heading to ACC kickoff. We'll have head coach Tony Elliott on the show, and he's bringing with him 4 talented players. Jameer Carter, the defensive tackle out of Baltimore, Maryland.
He's been there like 7 years. I think Jameer should finally make first-team All-ACC. You know, you get old enough where you basically NFL body, and I've seen his parents in the stands, and they are so wonderful, cheering for their son. And I love that commitment from his family, and I love his commitment to UVA. I'd like to see this team get 7 or 8 wins for guys like Jameer Carter.
Mitchell Melton, the defensive end from Silver Spring, Maryland.
You know, a fascinating dude. He's, what, 6'4", 260? That's a man.
Yeah.
That's a man's man.
In a position that has been a strength for UVA.
Historically, correct. Yeah. I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful that guys like that who've been overlooked elsewhere and have either had injuries or whatever, they can finally step into a role, know it's their own, and play up to their potential. Like Malik Washington a few years ago.
Yep.
He got his window of opportunity. He seized it. He believed in carpe diem, and he's in the NFL today.
Absolutely. Just like Dontavian Wicks. So you've got Noah Josie, offensive lineman. And look, the O-line needs to be much better.
Well, if there's one thing I will say about the efforts by the coaching staff in the portal is I think they have addressed the O-line with everything they had. They were a little unlucky in that the tackle they got, who'd played at like 3 schools and was, they were expecting big things from him. He hurt his knee. And, you know, does that mean he gets to play next year? And do we have to pay him for 2 years even though he plays 1? I don't know the answer. Florida State says no. Their new contracts are written so that if a player gets hurt and their NIL value goes down, the school can cut back on their NIL. I don't know if you've been reading about that.
It's just the wild, wild west. So Chandler Morris comes in at quarterback, and Anthony Calandria exits. And I kind of feel like they're a similar quarterback, and yet Chandler Morris is 4 years older, 4 years of more experience, and he's had the success that Calandria hasn't.
He's achieved significant numbers. If you look at his stats last year for North Texas, what do you have, 37 touchdowns?
31 touchdowns, 3,700 yards.
3,700 yards.
He was the best quarterback in that conference, pretty much.
Yes, and he can throw on the move. He can throw in a pocket. And he's a winner. He's clearly a winner. The trick for Virginia and the O-line and the new tight ends and the old tight end that was a wide receiver, Dakota Twitty, they got to block.
Yeah.
They've got to keep people off him. They can't let him get beat up. You know, that's the key to this team.
Yeah, but it's just so interesting now the way you follow these players. I mean, he's 24 years old. So what was his journey? Oklahoma. All right, first off, that gets me fired up.
Yes.
Right? You get an Oklahoma quarterback to Virginia. Then TCU. Oh, yeah. They were pretty darn good during those 3 years he was at TCU. North Texas, where he was kind of in a situation where he was asked to be the man, and he was the man.
And he did it.
Yeah.
See, the thing is, he did it.
Yeah.
And the thing that I really like...
second team all AAC last year.
The thing that I really like about the young man is in his interviews and in his commentary, everybody that's written about him last year and this summer, they like his fresh, positive approach. He didn't come to Virginia to just, you know, make some money and keep kicking the can down the street. He came to Virginia. He said he wants to win.
Right.
And I like that. And, you know, this team needs to hear that from a guy that's done it.
Absolutely. So that's your bright spot right there, really. I mean, for the first time that we've been at ACC kickoff, I'm excited for the quarterback. There was excitement for Calandria. It didn't work out. I never got excited for Tony Musket. I'm going to be excited to sit down with Chandler Morris.
I'm going to say this in fairness to Musket. I thought he got a raw deal. Number two, I thought Calandria kind of got a raw deal near the end of the season.
Yeah. If Calandria pops for, what, UNLV?
Well, what's
Tony Elliott going to say, though?
You know what? He's the backup quarterback out there. I hope for that young man's sake he doesn't get hurt. He's small. Mm-hmm. And I stood next to him in the media room after a game, and I said, this is the bravest dude I've ever met. Because 5'8", 5'9", going out there, and the defensive linemen are 275 and 6'3", and they're coming after him with their hell-bent-for-leather attitude. I just tip my hat off because he's gutsy, and I wanted him to win. I think he made a mistake by leaving, but you know what? Maybe things turn out well for him at
UNLV.
UNLV.
Frank Maloney with us here from Who's Talking, which you can hear Mondays here on 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, he'll be joining us for our trip to Charlotte, North Carolina for ACC kickoff. And I want to go around the ACC next segment and get your thoughts, but I wanted to let the audience know on who we've locked in already. How about the best team in the ACC last year?
Clemson.
SMU. And their head coach, Rhett Lashley, will join the show, along with starting quarterback Kevin Jennings. We'll sit down with Pat Narduzzi, the head coach of Pitt.
Always, by the way, a great interview.
Absolutely. And then their star running back, Desmond Reed Sr.
He's a player.
As well. So those are a few of the guests that we've locked in already. Knock on wood, we're trying to get Bill Belichick, but we'll give you our full preview.
We got to get Belichick.
We got to get him. Before the show ends today, we'll give you our full ACC preview. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on The new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Stubb, you could play Blink 182 all Friday long, and it would just get me excited. That's just such a banger. Such a good song. Frank Maloney with us here from Who's Talking. When do you guys get back on the airwaves?
August the 25th, the last Monday in August. And for the first time ever, I've asked for it literally for 10 straight years. We needed 90 minutes because it's hard to preview the whole season that's coming. Also preview the first game, also sort of hype some of the Olympic sports that are in the fall, and 60 minutes is not enough. This year, Odyssey was nice enough to let us have 90 minutes.
Love that.
So
you know,
we're going to have some fun.
You got to talk about the basketball team as well. I don't want to spend too much time on it, but what have you heard about Tyce DeRitter?
Okay. Is it Tyce?
I've heard different pronunciations.
I think it's
DeRitter. That's all I know.
Right. So DeRitter is a leadership glue guy. He can score on the baseline. He will fight inside to get to the rim and draw fouls. I think he's a pretty smart player. And the assistant coach recruited him, and believe it or not, Odom never saw him.
Really?
In person.
Uh-huh.
Now, I think his name is, if you name the assistants, I'll tell you.
Coach Henry?
Nope.
Coach Bryce?
Nope.
Yeah, I'd have to go through the whole staff.
But
Billy
the,
Bales?
No. We're over here.
Yeah.
one of his top assistants went over there, saw him, and said, "We got to have him."
Yeah.
That's all.
Every highlight, he's just a knockdown 3-point shooter, and he's got the size as well. I mean, I think it was Preston Willard on the show said, potentially could be the second best player on the team this season. But we'll talk basketball when we get closer to October, talking all things ACC as we are headed to Charlotte for the ACC kickoff later in July. So we both agree the best team this season should be Clemson, right?
Well, I don't think you can really argue against it. Let's face it. First of all, Dabo is the winningest head coach in the ACC.
And he did it last year in the year where everybody went against him.
Yes.
They said, "You don't want to do the transfer portal? You're not going to win." And he said, "Well, check out our freshmen," right?
Well, you know what? He's maybe sly like a fox. You know, everybody made fun of Dabo and his, Dabo-isms when he was young.
Right, right.
Well, what did he go do? He went out and hired away those Alabama assistant coaches. And then everybody said, "Whoa." And then all of a sudden, Sam was complaining about Dabo.
Yeah.
And Dabo started winning all these games.
And last year was like, it started rough for them.
Yep.
With that terrible loss, I think it was to Georgia.
Yep.
But then they still worked their way into the ACC championship and kind of demolished SMU in that game.
Well, you knew they were going to be better prepared for that moment.
Yeah.
Dabo had too much experience. He knew what his team needed to do leading up to that game. He knew how to frame it. He knew how he could also sell the idea of, hey, everybody thinks we're the underdogs. Nay. I'm not going to pick someone else in the ACC until somebody proves to me that they can win two in a row from him.
Yeah. I mean, Florida State won it and then was at the bottom, sitting in the basement of the ACC the following year.
Yeah, do you think he's in a hot seat? I think the coach at Florida State is in the same hot seat that Brent Pry and Tony Elliott are in.
Probably.
Three guys are in the hot seat.
The thing is, Florida State is too good of a program to have two bad seasons in a row. They would make a change. I think SMU, though, you know, you have to talk about them maybe as the second best team, given the fact that they haven't lost a regular season ACC game. Rhett Lashley has been committed to the NIL and the transfer portal, and they're bringing back their quarterback, Kevin Jennings, who was awesome.
Who stunned everyone.
Yes.
Look,
he was like a Lamar Jackson light last year.
We saw him in Scott Stadium last year. The guy made no mistakes. He played a perfect game. I remember one error. You know, when a quarterback in a college game only makes one error, they're likely to win. They're
yep.
just.
So I wonder what you think about. So I have Clemson 1, SMU 2. I wonder what you think about Miami. Is head coach Mario Cristobal under any type of a hot seat there? You lose the number one overall pick, a quarterback.
Yep.
But you bring in Carson Beck.
You know what? I'm not going to say addition by subtraction plus new addition. I'm going to say this. Beck has not realized his potential yet, in my opinion. Will he do it now? I think the ability for Miami to find skilled playmakers to surround their quarterback is the key to this team. I think they'll have good line play, and the coach is getting a little hacked off at not reaching goals. Don't be surprised if Miami is the toughest out in the league every week.
And the other thing is, the league needs them.
Yes.
Right?
Like, I think they need
them to beat Florida on September 20th.
Yes.
Right?
That
the ACC needs Miami to be one of the staples of their conference.
Now, doesn't Clemson play LSU?
Yeah.
So, I've already said on air elsewhere, I predicted that, believe it or not, that Clemson would win that game. And I got all these text messages later from people, and I said, wait and see, brothers. I mean, Clemson's going to smack them in the nose.
Yeah, so I like Clemson, SMU. I think Florida State will be at better, Miami. And then where do you go? Do you look at Louisville? Do you look at Virginia Tech?
I think Louisville falls back this year.
Really?
This is a year where, well, they lost the quarterback.
Yep.
And they don't have anybody step into those shoes that's anything close. Do your research. Unless something's happened under the radar.
Well, Miller Moss is the one who has come in for them, who played for USC, but he didn't really pop last year at all.
He didn't do squat.
But I kind of feel like Brahm's like a quarterback whisperer.
He's going to have to be more than that.
Because nobody knew about Shaw last year before Brahm got him. So Miller Moss last year with USC, 18 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. Did not have a very strong performance in the second half of the season.
He doesn't scare anybody.
No, but Louisville, like, they've been consistent at the top. How about like a Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh is digging out of the ashes of what last year appeared to be a great season that fell apart. I think Narduzzi is facing a lot of negative feedback in his backyard. I do think he's perfectly capable of helping them rebound. I don't see Pitt as a major threat. They're in the middle of the pack.
But you think about last year. They were undefeated through October.
Yeah.
And then lost to SMU, lost to Virginia, lost to Clemson, blown out by Louisville, blown out by Boston College, and then that 6 overtime bowl game loss to Toledo.
Which, by the way, was brutal.
Yeah.
I saw like 90% of that game.
It was a crazy game.
That was nuts.
Yeah. It was just two-point conversion after two-point conversion. I hate the new overtime. Is there a school that we're missing in the ACC that could surprise some people?
Well, here are the teams.
Because we haven't mentioned UNC with Belichick. We haven't mentioned Boston College with a former NFL coach in Bill O'Brien.
But Boston College lost their star quarterback, and he went south. He's down at – didn't he go to Florida State?
Castellanos, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I see Boston College struggling this year. Here are the three teams I think that are going to surprise: Virginia, UNC, and VPI. I think you're going to see a resurgence because they have to.
So tell me, let's focus in on Virginia Tech. That's what our listeners will care about here. Why do you feel like it's going to work out for Coach Pry? I don't have that same sense of optimism.
It's not a question of optimism. It's the reality of the situation. He's got his back against the wall. All of his assistants have their back against the wall.
You think his players will step up for him?
I think that team knows they didn't put forth a good effort last year. Drones will be healthier. They will protect Drones.
Yeah.
Drones is one of the best quarterbacks in the league if he stays healthy.
The other thing is last year, they were winning so many games until the fourth quarter, and they just couldn't close it out.
And was that due to play calling?
No, to me that was Coach Pry's management of timeouts, of play calling, of the defense. I mean, that's why they fired the coordinators, right?
Yep.
Defense couldn't get a stop to win a game, and the offense couldn't go win a game.
Right. So I truly expect a much better season from the Hokies. At the same time, I'm expecting a 7 or 8 win season from Virginia, and I expect Virginia to be in every single game till the bitter end. If they don't, Virginia needs to terminate Elliott's contract and move on. They've got to start over.
And so Bill Belichick and UNC will be there with New quarterback, Gio Lopez.
Yeah, say what you will. Here's what I will tell you. I know that Carolina has over 60 new players. Repeat after me, 60.
Yeah.
Has there ever been a team in the ACC that turned over more than two-thirds of their roster?
No, it's crazy. But that's why this was the right job for Bill Belichick, given the fact that in this era of transfer portal NIL, you can change a franchise, change a team in 1 year, like the NFL, well, free agency, because it's basically free agency.
And well, so, he's got a GM. He's got
Michael Lombardi.
He's got a staff that knows that their coach knows all the answers.
Yeah.
You know,
I just wonder how good this guy can be. Gio Lopez had 18 touchdowns, 5 interceptions last year, 2,500 yards, but he quietly ran for a decent amount of yards and touchdowns as well.
So here's what Belichick is known for, balance.
Yeah.
You know, when he didn't have Tom Brady to call every play and to change the play at the line of scrimmage, what will he do? He will rely on building a run game. Mark my words, Carolina will come out and hit you in the mouth and then hit you in the mouth again and then maybe on third down hit you in the mouth again.
I think they're going to be very good defensively, and he's bringing a pair of star defensive backs with him in Thaddeus Dixon and Will Hardy.
Yep.
To go along with wide receiver Jordan Shipp. So, I'm excited for what could be with UNC this year.
So, Carolina, Virginia, and VPI will all be better, and you know what? That bodes well for the ACC because these teams and their fan bases are starved for wins.
How about Dave Doran and NC State?
I think State is under great pressure. You know, he let that playmaker get away. What's his name? The crazy talented flanker.
Oh yeah, he had the weird name too.
Maybe the best skill guy in the whole league. How could you let him go?
Couldn't pay him.
I would have taken my room and said, "How much does it take? We'll go get you that money."
Duke and Manny Diaz.
They fall back this year.
I think you're right. I don't know what to expect out of Wake Forest or Syracuse.
Wake Forest and Syracuse are in the dumper.
Yeah. Georgia Tech?
Georgia Tech has got to fall back a little bit.
Is Stanford going to be better?
Stanford is terrible.
Yeah. And it's frustrating.
You know, listen, there's a lot of unknowns.
Frank Reich would be a great interview, though.
Oh, no question. Gosh.
Yeah. There's going to be some awesome coaches there.
Well, I can't wait to these interviews.
Yeah.
You know, you hearing these guys, you know, let's face it, we were talking about Georgia Tech. I think that coach is very smart. He was an offensive lineman. He knows
– Brent Key.
Yeah, he knows the offensive line play. The question is he getting enough talent?
Right.
I don't know that. Anyway, those are my facilities thoughts.
Can't compare to the rest of the ACC. That's Frank Maloney. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio, 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Mark your calendars. AWOD's Football Festival is back and bigger than ever with special guests representing the Washington Commanders, Fred Smoot, and Tim Hightower, local representatives from all of your colleges around the area, and our headline band, Gone Country, Richmond's favorite country music band. This is a free event, open to the public, won't cost you a dollar. Saturday, August 16th, 6 p.m., prime time under the lights, featuring myself and all of our friends here at 910 The Fan for a full football season preview show. Frank, you'll be back once again, talk all things UVA.
Hobo's
in?
Hobo's in.
How about that? He hasn't made an appearance yet.
Well, he did show up the first year
and
watch.
His son was here last year.
Yes.
So we got to get both Hobos here this year.
Dan is a terrific guy. So I'm excited. You know, I'm going to try to help you get Billy McMullen. I'm hoping to bring in Brad Barnes.
Ooh.
Brad played out of a high school near Williamsburg, and if not for a back injury, he would have been a star. He was, first off, the biggest man you've ever seen. He was a lot like Ray Roberts. they come into a room, doesn't matter the doorway. They fill the whole doorway.
And so we are super excited to have Richmond Spiders legend Tim Hightower.
Listen, great guy.
Did you see him play in college?
Yes, hardworking football player. Nothing was given to him. He earned every yard. He was that kind of player.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he had one fantastic season with the Arizona Cardinals and then also represented the Redskins at the time. He's now the director of alumni relations. And Fred Smoot will make his second appearance at Football
Smoot.
Festival.
Smoot.
The mouth of the South.
Smoot. He could play.
He was so much fun to be here and hang out with and talk to the fans. And he had great stories talking about Sean Taylor, Santana Moss, and what it was like about 15 years ago playing for this franchise. And for the first time, when we do our full football season preview show, there's going to be expectations for the Commanders. I mean, last year, we had Grant Paulson and Danny Ruye say 5 wins or 6 wins. And the year before that, we had people saying 7 wins or 8 wins. We're talking about maybe double-digit wins for back-to-back years.
Well, I think the trick is not to fall back. You know, it's going to be hard to get to the NFC Championship game. I would say that's an unrealistic expectation. What with the new degree of difficulty in the schedule, and number two, they're not going to sneak up on anybody.
So what is success for you?
I would say I would be happy with 11 wins. I'd be very much thrilled with 12. Beyond that, who knows?
To me, it's just a playoff berth. That's all I'm asking for.
Yeah.
Well, because the excitement crumbles if you are outside of the playoffs looking in.
You got to get back.
You just got to get back. You could even lose and get blown out again by the Eagles or something. But as long as you're there, I just have felt like that my entire life. You have to win the Super Bowl. You got to keep knocking on the door every single year.
Right. The history has shown repeatedly, you've got to keep getting into that situation to give yourself a chance to go deep.
Yeah,
last year was remarkable. I'm excited. I told some people I want to go up and see a preseason game.
Right,
how crazy is that?
Yeah, I know. You couldn't say that to me for 10 years to get and Jaden Daniels is the reason for all this optimism and all the excitement.
Listen, as I said to you while we were on break there, Jaden Daniels is the rare item that comes along and you say, holy cow, no game is out of reach.
Yeah.
No situation is impossible. And doesn't matter who's hurt, who's playing. The guy is so talented. His footwork is almost surreal.
Yeah. It's unbelievable, and the reason he's so good at this age is the work ethic and the yep. time that he puts in. And so this is what he did last year as a rookie in the National Football League, and he was voted, correctly so, the NFL Rookie of the Year with 3,568 yards, 25 touchdowns to just 9 interceptions, and, of course, 800-plus rushing yards.
And how many rushing touchdowns?
I'd have to look. I think it was 9.
I might have to. I don't think he had double digits.
Yeah. But what he did with the rushing touchdowns was incredible, the passing. But to me, I want to see 4,000 passing yards. Yeah. That's what I want to see from Jaden Daniels this year. That's airing it out more successfully earlier in the season.
If he throws for 4,000 yards, they're going to have 12 or 13 wins.
I mean, and I feel like it couldn't be that, you know, difficult for him to do considering the fact that Lamar Jackson's throwing for 4,000 yards and he's running for even more yards
than him. He's not as good a passer.
No, here are your 4,000-plus yard quarterbacks last year. And it didn't include Patrick Mahomes or Aaron Rodgers, just on the outside. Lamar Jackson, Sam Darnold, Geno Smith, Baker Mayfield, Jared Goff, Joe Burrow.
Wow.
I mean, that list is not blowing you away. Jaden can get into that list.
Listen, Jaden went down to Tampa Bay and beat Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
And that was not the first time, but that was the biggest moment in his career because he said, we can go on the road and win with a rookie quarterback. This year, if they can protect him, if the O-line can protect him, can they get a running game established? And can they stick to it?
Right.
That's my hope. They got that guy from the 49ers. What's his name?
Debo Samuel.
Listen, that guy, he underachieved in recent years. That guy is very dangerous.
I think Jaden's the best quarterback that he'll ever have thrown the ball to him compared to Jimmy Garoppolo and Brock Purdy.
Yes. And so you would think Debo worked hard in the offseason to get ready for the season.
I think so.
If he didn't, they should trade him.
But, no, I think he's working out, and everybody's calling him fat, and he's hearing the haters, and he's going to have an incredible season. But the more impactful move might be Laremy Tunsil. Getting the blind side. You want Jaden to stay healthy?
Yep.
You give him the best damn left tackle in football. And a guy that's a monster, just a large human being that had like a 91% success rate last year. He went up against the best pass rushers in football and just stopped them all.
But you also need a Mark May. You've got to have a guy that prevents them from coming in right in your face.
Yeah, and up the middle.
And so, and Bostic up the middle and Grimm in the middle. You know, here's the trick. Joe Theismann, who was a very good quarterback, not a great quarterback, but a very good quarterback, with real moxie. He thrived because he had great blocking and he had Riggo.
Yeah.
Daniels is a better passer than most quarterbacks that have ever come through the pipeline for Washington. This is a situation where they must get a run game going so that the guy doesn't have to go sprinting around the sidelines and you're holding your breath that some linebacker doesn't clean his clock.
Right, and I think they did the right moves to hopefully have a run game because you improve left tackle, you draft a right tackle, you move your tackles inside to guard, so you beef that position up, you have a strong center, and now maybe Debo can run the ball at times. He had 30, 40 carries the last few years.
He's very good on those little counter plays.
Yeah.
And you know what? That keeps defenses honest.
But it's going to come down to, this is make-or-break year for Brian Robinson Jr.
Yes.
And if he can get to 1,000 yards, that changes everything for Jaden. If he can average 5 yards a carry instead of 3.5,
yep,
that changes everything.
Or even 4.5.
Right.
He, to me, didn't you always feel like he was on the verge? I always felt like Robinson was on the verge. He's got to get it done.
I felt that way about Antonio Gibson, too, right? It's like the Commanders have had good running backs that just – haven't been able to be elite running backs in the National Football League. There's just only a few that are like Saquon and Bijan Robinson. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. So, Frank, we're excited to have you back at Football Festival representing UVA, Tim Hightower, Fred Smoot for the Commanders. We'll hear from Virginia Tech, ODU, JMU, and Gary and Gary will be back for a high school season preview as well. You can speak to it. You've been to the last two events.
Well, I think people need to know something. Football is going to be far more exciting this year than it's been in a while. There's more energy. Come on. Even the Spiders are better.
Yeah.
You know, the coach there, Huseman, is a terrific guy. Get out there and go see some college football. Get off the couch. Get out of the den. Get out there in fresh air. And football is meant to be seen in person.
Yeah.
It's the greatest game. All the teams in our area are better, and they're playing for something today. And it should be a lot of excitement. I mean, I have higher hopes this year for seeing far better games from all the teams that we care about.
I'm hoping that 2025 to 2030 can be like the 80s.
Well, it all starts now.
Yeah.
And you want to be there to see it. And, you know, you can get good tickets at most of these stadiums. Go out and see the teams. Get out of your backyard. Get out of the hammock. Get up and go to the stadium. Have some fun. Go tailgate. Live a little.
Frank, I appreciate you stopping by. It's always fun.
Thank you. Oh, I love joining you.
You're listening to AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, not 105.1 FM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM. AWOD here with Stubb running the ones and twos as we broadcast live from River City Roll here in Scott's Edition. Come on by, grab a beer, and check out the show. We're live and local till 3 p.m., and they are open at noon on Thursdays and Fridays throughout the rest of the summer. Come get that early beer here at River City Roll. As we check in with Stubb behind the glass running the ones and twos, what is on your weekend to-do list, Stubb?
I will be seeing Counting Crows this Saturday.
Okay.
A little bit, it's my job, but also love Counting Crows. Super excited to be working that show.
I thought you were going to say, I'm going to see Superman.
I saw Superman last night.
You already saw Superman.
Already seen Superman, yes.
No way.
Yeah.
All right. So I almost don't want to talk about it because I don't want you to spoil anything, because this is the most excited I've been for a movie probably since Infinity Wars, like Avengers Infinity War. Like, I am all in on James Gunn.
Oh, me too.
I feel like as a kid, I liked DC much more than Marvel. I mean, I feel like a lot of kids love Spider-Man. For me, it was like Batman and Superman
were
my
Spider-Man
favorites.
Kid.
Yeah, I was like a Superman kid and Batman.
Here, I won't spoil anything, but I'll tell you I've seen 20 movies released this year. Number one is Sinners. Number two is Superman.
Mm, yeah, I saw Sinners, and I'm still not over how good that movie was. Dude, I told you this. I know a movie's going to be good when the first scene is gripping. And the first scene of Sinners drew me in. I'm telling you, that's why I do my 15-minute rule. If I'm not interested after 15 minutes, I'm sorry, but the director failed the audience. I feel that way about every single motion picture. And so the first 15 minutes of Sinner blew me away.
Ryan Coogler,
like, all in.
Might be one of the best working young directors right now.
Just dude, he's up there.
Unbelievable.
I mean, Coogler, I feel like Coogler and Jordan Peele.
Yeah,
gotta be at the top of everybody's list right now, right?
They're just killing the game. I will be seated for anything Coogler does from this point on.
Have you seen Fruitvale Station?
I've not. That's the only one I haven't seen from him. But
yeah.
I know you talked highly about it. It's on my watch list.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a tearjerker. It's a sad, because it's a true story too, about I believe an event that happened at a train station in New York, and it's played by Michael B. Jordan. And yeah, Michael B. Jordan is so good as the Smokestack twins in Sinners. How do you think they did the editing on that? Is that like a trick where there's a giant green screen and so they just film the same scene twice with MBJ changing his outfit?
I think there's been a couple different ways to do it. I mean, this has been a technology for a while.
Yeah.
The having the same person play two characters, but to this degree, I mean
Lindsay Lohan
so
freaking did it in The Parent Trap,
which
right?
I actually just watched just a week ago. Still holds up. Fantastic movie. I think you do it with everyone and someone filling in as a body double, and then you have the other, and then that person comes in again and does the scene basically alone.
So I'm looking up some of the best Armie Hammer, right?
Oh, in The Social Network. Yeah,
in The Social Network.
That one really tricks you. I forget about that one a lot. That one's
yeah,
perfect.
No, that's a good one. What Tom Hardy did it in a movie that I thought was really good, and he played two characters that were like completely different. One of them was like a total wussy, and the other one was like a man's man, and it was the same guy playing it. It was pretty wild. I feel like you have to bring up Eddie Murphy, right? I mean,
yeah.
He's done that in like 10 different
he's
movies.
So many times.
Right?
I feel like Tyler Perry done that in some of those movies?
Maybe. It says that Ewan McGregor has done it in a few roles before.
I guess it's not live action, but the Polar Express where Tom Hanks plays like seven characters for some reason.
Yeah. No, I get what you're saying there. So I'm just not over Sinners. But I want to go see Superman. I've heard amazing things about it already. Like I said, I believe in James Gunn. So what is the next movie? I mean, we're already hearing great things about Superman. It feels like it's going to be a success. Everybody's loving it on social media. What's next for DC after this?
I think it's a Supergirl movie.
Enough. I've heard enough.
Okay. I mean, after this, I have a lot of faith in what they're building on, so I'm excited for it. But no, they're not doing like Batman next.
Is there a cliffhanger at the end? Or is that going to be a spoiler if you speak on that?
I'm not going to say.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe I'll try to go see it this weekend. What else is on my weekend watch list? Certainly, we'll check out the men's and women's finals from Wimbledon. Amanda Anisimova, young American 23-year-old woman, going for her first Grand Slam championship. And then we get the rematch. I mean, this was one of the best tennis matches in the last 5 years. Alcaraz against Sinner, a five-setter that Alcaraz came from behind to win at Roland Garros in the 2025 French Open. And we get the rematch basically 30 days later from Wimbledon. Instead of being played on that red clay, this one's on the grass. And with the grass, I'm going to go with Jannik Sinner getting his revenge here. But the two are so close. Alcaraz needed four sets to get past Taylor Fritz. Jannik Sinner, once again, just three sets to get past the greatest tennis player of all time in Novak Djokovic. So I'm going to go with Sinner in this one, but that should be awesome. So it'll be Saturday morning, women's finals. Sunday morning, the men's finals. Anything on the sports docket for you this weekend, Stubb? The O's have been playing baseball.
I was going to say they're playing better baseball. I think, honestly, it seems like getting rid of Brandon Hyde was a pretty good call. And we've been playing a little bit above 500. We just dug such a huge hole. I really don't think we can get out of it. I mean, we're 6.5 games back of the Red Sox, who are fourth in the AL East.
Yeah.
But at least it feels like the future isn't doomed.
I got to bring this up when you're mentioning baseball. The home run derby is Monday. Is the home run derby usually on a Monday? I feel like it's usually Friday night and the game is Saturday or Sunday. It's kind of throwing me off
right
here. But James Wood will be one of the eight power hitters in it. Ronald Acuna Jr., Brian Byron Buxton. It's going to be fun. It's never as good as it used to be, but I'm looking forward to it.
Last year we had the national anthem scandal with the lady who showed up drunk. That was pretty awesome. And then Gunnar Henderson put up the worst performance by far and hasn't been as good of a hitter since. So I feel kind of burnt by that home run derby, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, I wonder. So have they released the celebrity softball game that they usually do every year? It's kind of like the celebrity game that they do in basketball for the NBA All-Star game. Yep, the roster has been revealed. Ooh,
wait,
I always get fired up for this.
The first person is killing me.
Jermaine Dupri?
No,
I'm
seeing Capital One Bank guy. The guy in the Capital One.
No, but I love the Capital One Bank guy. That guy's a good actor. That guy's a really good actor.
That's
Jeremy Brandt.
Funny that's the name that they have him on.
So I want to see. I got to look it up. He was in a show that I really liked before that. He was in NCIS, and he was in a couple movies. I recognized him before he was the Capital One guy, but yeah, now he's the Capital One guy. So I'm looking at the list. Do you have the list in front of you, Stubb?
Yeah, I got it up. Michael Kelly.
Throw me some names.
Michael Kelly, you might have to look up a picture of him, but he's a great actor.
Okay.
He was in House of Cards, is what they have him tagged in, but I've definitely seen him in other stuff. Drewski, who I'm not a fan of, but he keeps appearing in every single thing in the world.
Yep.
Who else do we got here? Oh, we got football guy. We got Terrell Owens.
Yeah, be out there playing. Who's fresh in the news after calling Deebo Samuel fat, right?
Oh,
CC Sabathia will be in there. Gold medalist Jordan Chiles. Actor Michael Kelly. That's the guy you mentioned. Oh, my God. This list just not as good as it
not
used
great.
To be. Like,
not
great. I feel like they had Justin Bieber 1 year.
Yo, Capital One Bank guy might be the best.
Have you listened
pull.
To Justin Bieber's new album? I've heard it's a banger.
I don't
I think
care
he
about
just
Justin
released
Bieber.
A new album.
Doesn't
really?
Move the needle for me.
Dude, Bieber's got some bangers. Come on now. You've got to respect him. He's the first of the YouTube generation to make it big. I don't know. Why does your generation not respect Bieber, but you guys love Taylor Swift? Come on now. Bieber over Swift. Every day of the week. I'm such a Bieber guy.
Look, I'm Country Swift, big fan of. First two albums, great stuff. Otherwise, don't really care.
I appreciate everybody listening to the show. It's been a ton of fun this week. We will be back next week, live and local, once again, here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Grant Polson, Danny Rouillet, drive you home. Grant and Danny coming up next. Thanks to Stubb and Biff for their work. We'll see you guys Monday on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.